Country Club FM.
Are we ready?
I'm ready, Jim.
Virtual Neil is ready. Big question is, will we need Virtual Neil tomorrow? We'll wait and see.
I'll look that up.
Today is Wednesday, January 27th, 27th day of the year, 338 days until the end of the year. I talked about the palindrome dates yesterday, and as I was reviewing yesterday's almanac, I gave it a B-. But I noticed at the beginning, I talked about the palindrome dates, same forward and backward thing, and I said, well, they won't be back for a while. And then I started thinking, now, wait a minute, they are going to be around here this entire decade until 29, or how is it? No, it'll be back again somehow. Palindromes, I got to rethink that, but it will be back, right? Because anything that starts with a 1-2, so it could be, well, maybe we'll figure it out. I don't know. Bob FM. I thought I had it figured out, and then once I open up the microphone, it's not figured out. And now I need to move on to the almanac. We just don't have any time to really go through this. January 27th, 27th day of the year, 338 days left to go. 1851, the guy who the Audubon Society is named after, James Audubon, died on this date at the age of 65. 1870 on this date, the Kappa Alpha Theta became the first women's Greek letter sorority, founded at Indiana Asbury University. Probably the second most famous woman's sorority, right behind Omega Mu, I would think. 1870. How about 1880 on this date? Our patent of the day is going to be Thomas Alva Edison received a patent for the electric incandescent lamp, 1880. I figured out here now. 92929 is 9299. So these palindrome dates are going to last right through this decade. The last one will be 92929, September 29th, 2029. There we go. Thought it was on something, and now we figured it out. 1945, this was happening.
On the 27th of January, 1945, Soviet soldiers from the 322nd Rifle Division liberated the Auschwitz-Birkenau concentration camp near the Polish city of Oswiecim. They met some resistance from the remaining Nazi troops in the city, but by 3 p.m. had captured the main camp and Auschwitz II, Birkenau.
So they are commemorating this here today. The anniversary is commemorated every year. 1945, Russian troops liberating Auschwitz, the concentration camp, and just the atrocities that took place there. Nazis murdered more than 1 million men, women, and children. 1945 is when that happened. 1967, also in the news.
America's first three Apollo astronauts were trapped and killed by a flash fire that swept their moonship early tonight during a launch pad test at Cape Kennedy in Florida. Virgil Gus Grissom, 40 years old, one of the original Mercury astronauts, the first American astronaut to go twice into space. Edward White, 36 years old, the first American to walk in space. And rookie astronaut Roger Chaffee, 31 years old, training for his first space flight, Apollo 1, scheduled for February 21st.
Those were the astronauts killed this date. So sad, 1967. One of the dark days in our space program, and one of the main tragedies. You put that up there, obviously, with the Challenger, and then also with Columbia as well. 1967. Apollo 1. 1973.
United States warplanes make 500 bombing sorties and Communist forces nearly 200 attacks in the final hours before the peace agreement signed in Paris takes effect. It is a paper agreement of which history has previous examples, with no necessary effect on the actual hostilities.
So a lot of heavy news here today on today's almanac. The Vietnam Peace Accords, also known as the Paris Peace Accords, 1973, all the big accords get signed in Paris. The signing brought to an end to the U.S. military role in Vietnam. Direct U.S. military intervention ended by the virtue of this Paris Agreement treaty, removing all remaining U.S. forces eventually, including air and naval forces in exchange. The North and the South continued to battle until, what, the fall of Saigon later on in 1975. So that was 1973. Time for some less heavy almanac news here.
Hey, listen, if you're not doing anything tomorrow night, we got the truck, the big one. Yeah. There's a great make-out picture playing at the drive-in, the Robe.
No, thank you. We're going to a formal society dinner.
Oh, pardon me, ladies.
Yeah. I would have worn my tuxedo, but my polo pony ate it.
We were introduced to Lenny and Squiggy for the first time. We'd already met Laverne and Shirley on an episode or two of Happy Days, but Laverne and Shirley, spinoff from Happy Days, debuted on this date. It enjoyed several successful seasons. There was that time where they moved out to California that I kind of forget, but you know, you got to go to the Schatz Brewery, you got to go to the Pizza Bowl. Vernon Shirley, this date, 1976 and 84.
Michael Jackson was injured this evening at the Shrine Auditorium while filming a commercial. He was working with some explosive devices and also smoke, and a mishap occurred. He sustained a burn, which is about the size of your palm, to the back of his head. He was initially transferred to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, where he was examined, and we transferred him to Brotman Medical Center.
So he received a second-degree burns, and what's amazing about that, because of the pyrotechnics and some of the fire being used for this Pepsi commercial, his hair was on fire, and all he did is do a couple little spins, you know, those little dance moves. He's able to create such a vacuum with his spin moves that it took all the air away, and it extinguished the fire, which was amazing, really. But that was one of the famous incidents in the life of Michael Jackson. There have been a couple. And watching the coverage of this, what really credit to Michael Jackson is that he wore the sequin glove all the way to the hospital. He never, ever let that sequin glove go. He had it on his hand the whole time. And that was the state 1984. This was going on in 91. Operation Desert Shield in the Mideast was going on at the time. It was Super Bowl 25 down in Tampa. The Giants would beat the Bills. Scott Norwood would miss it wide. Was it wide left or right? I want to say right. Wide right on his. Wasn't wide left. Was Gary Anderson for the Vikings there in the 98 NFC Championship. But Whitney Houston brought the house down, singing the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, to kick it off. Powerful. It was released to radio and it charted, and it was actually a recorded version. I think she was the one that was actually on TV as you watch it. She was probably singing along, but it was actually the recorded version that was being pumped out over the speakers and on television. They wanted it to be perfect, and that was this date, 1991. Here, 1993, we need to remember this man.
From Grenoble in the French Alps, weighing 477 pounds, the eighth wonder of the world, André the Giant.
He was the eighth wonder of the world, and he passed away. He was only 46. He had a lot of health issues. He had his glandular issues, why he was so big, and just being that big was very hard on his body, but he was one of the greats of all time. That match versus Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania 3, still probably rated as the top one ever. André Roussimoff, André the Giant, died at the age of 46 on this date, 1993. And 2010 here this date.
But we think we've got something that is. And we'd like to show it to you today for the first time. And we call it the iPad.
Listen to that raucous applause. The iPad was introduced by Steve Jobs on this date. It's a long line of Apple I products, right? The iPad, the iPod, the iMac, the iPhone, the I Can't Afford It. That was 11 years ago, 2010. Birthdays now.
I'm going to take a leak.
Leak? I'm not detecting any leak.
Don't you people from the 24th century ever pee?
Oh, leak. I get it.
That's pretty funny.
It sure was, Geordi LaForge. Here's the guy who invented warp drive from Star Trek and the Star Trek universe, James Cromwell. That might be the only example of bathroom humor anywhere on the Star Trek platform. I can't think of any others. I mean, there were the colorful metaphors from Star Trek IV, but I can't remember any bathroom humor. And that was pretty light as far as bathroom humor goes. But James Cromwell's been in a lot of movies. Guy's 6'7", and he invented warp drive, and he's 81. On the drums for Pink Floyd, Nick Mason, 77 today. He is an original member of the band, and I think he's the only one who has been on all of their recordings, all their albums. Nick Mason, 77 on our list today.
Little number 84, Billy Johnson, a slippery escape artist who can turn a simple punt return into a geometry lesson.
He was Billy White Shoes Johnson, one of the great return men of all time, known for his white shoes and for doing the funky chicken. He took the funky chicken and turned it into a touchdown dance. And if you like touchdown dances and celebrations here, like the gritty, the thing that Justin Jefferson does for the Vikings, you can thank Billy White Shoes Johnson. He was the innovator. He was the guy who brought it to the forefront. He was the first guy to really do it. And he's on our list here today. He is 69. Happy birthday.
Hello, Austin.
Why don't you ever model for me, Mrs. Kensington?
You know how Mr. Kensington feels about
that. Oh, behave. Yeah. Yeah, baby!
She was Mrs. Kensington, Ms. Kensington's mother from Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery, Mimi Rogers, 66.
Oh, Al Harris playing off! Bit up on the route, and Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
So Chris Collinsworth, 62, here today, shoots the moon. I didn't find it all that disgusting. I thought it was very humorous myself. Of course, being a Vikings fan and Vikings whooping up on Green Bay in that playoff year. What was that? 2004, I think, something like that. But Chris Collinsworth is 62. Now, if he actually would have pulled his pants down, then that would have been disgusting, truly. Alan Cummings having a birthday today. He was on The Good Wife.
What is it with you youth today and your disgust for everything capitalistic?
You don't think that's disgusting? She's selling her pain.
To pay her bills is better than selling her body.
Actually, I disagree. Selling her body is at least more honest.
Oh, how I love these little chats.
Two differing political views, but they're still kind of talking and getting along. That's what they did on The Good Wife. And he was Eli Gold on The Good Wife. Alan Cumming is 56. Tracy Lawrence, 53. We know what he sounds like. We'll probably slip a song in from him on today's Bobathon. And Patton Oswalt's on our list today. Ever watch that King of Queens show, Neil?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
The thing is, she's been feeling really down lately. You know, she feels like nobody wants her or needs her for anything anymore.
Well, if your mother's one thing, she's astute.
Couldn't you just go out and ask her to a movie or something?
How can I put this nicely? Your mother's not my cup of tea in that I find her hideous and annoying.
That's Spencer from King of Queens, with a whole lot of Arthur Spooner, Jerry Stiller in there as well. And why not? Patton Oswalt is 52. He's been in a number of things, and currently he's also on the Goldbergs. He's kind of the Adam Goldberg older voice. Adam Goldberg, as you know, they took that from the Wonder Years, but him as a mature adult as the narrator of the show. Patton Oswalt, 52 today. We have the Gones But Not Forgottens, Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
Mozart, Wolfgang Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus. Remember that? Falco. You know, surprising Mozart did anything in his career, because his songs are way too long. You can't put these on the radio. 26 and a half minutes. That's not radio-friendly, Mozart. Anyway, 1756 for Mozart, one of the most famous names in music. Album, one of the most famous names in literature, Lewis Carroll. Alice's Adventure in Wonderland, 1832. Floyd the Barber.
Oh, hello, Barn, Andy.
Floyd, have you seen anything about us lately?
No, not since yesterday morning. Said he was leaving town.
Leaving town?
Mm-hmm. He came in for the shave, twice over, too. That means he'd be away for quite a while.
Well, didn't he tell where he was going?
Oh, they told me just where he was going.
Floyd can tell how long you're going to be gone by how close he shaves you. How in the world did they allow sharp objects anywhere close to that man, Floyd the Barber, right? I mean, there's Andy, there's Barney. They should be confiscating those things right now. Anyway, Howard McNear, who is Floyd the Barber, of course, Neil not here today. He probably knows anything and everything you need to know about Floyd the Barber, but he's not here. Howard McNear, 1905.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin!
Okay!
He was great at shouting, wasn't he? And he jacked up the speed on some reel-to-reel tapes, and he goes, they sound like chipmunks. Let's make billions of dollars on that. And he did. David Seville, 1919. TV theme time.
The Donna Reed Show, brought to you by Singer. What's new for tomorrow is at Singer today.
TV theme time.
Did you know Singer made record players? I didn't know that, but I see in the little thing here, they've got other things than just, got typewriters, Singer typewriters, Singer vacuums, Singer record players. Donna Reed of the Donna Reed Show had her own show. 1921. Now, Neil, they're all gone.
They're all gone,
but not forgotten. That's it for a Bobathon. Neil rejoins the fun tomorrow. A Bobathon starts now.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud.